A Sound Story About Audrey and Brad, Part 1. One Saturday morning, Audrey and Brad sat in the den, watching the pendulum swing back and forth on the clock on the wall. T, 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 t. They were bored. We see a picture of a clock, which shows us the T sound. And we see capital and lowercase T. Each of those letters represent the T sound in words, just like the sound for the sound picture. Point to the picture in each letter and let's say the sounds together. T, T, T. "Hey, Mom," said Brad. "Can we walk down to the park?" "Yes," said Mom, "but we must be back in time for your violin lessons." Soon, Audrey and Brad were swinging as high as they could at the park. They could hear the loud sound of the chains screeching as they went back and forth. Eh, 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 eh. This picture shows the "ih" sound. Capital I and lowercase I show us that sound in words. Let's say the sounds for each. "Ih," "ih," "ih." Then they jumped down and ran around the park playing chase. Before long, they were out of breath. Brad could hear himself breathing hard. This picture shows the H sound, and capital H and lowercase h show the same sound in words. Let's say the sound for the picture in each letter. They all walked home, and Mom drove them to their violin lessons. Mrs. Russ was pleased to see them. "Did you practice every day?" she said. "I did," said Audrey quickly. Brad replied that he had practiced too. This picture shows Audrey saying "I." And the capital I and lowercase I letters show the same sound in words. Notice that we already did the letter I, but it said "ih," and it was a lighter color purple. This I is a darker color and it has lines above it. This shows us the second sound for I, which is called the long I sound, and the sound is I. Let's say the sound for the picture in both letters. I, I, I. Soon they were playing music. Each violin made a beautiful sound as they pulled their bows across the strings. The sound was l, 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 l. The violin shows us the l sound. Capital L and lowercase l show the same sound. Point to each one as we say the sounds. L, l, l. Just as they arrived home from their music lesson, they heard the n-n-n sound of the engine on a big delivery truck. It pulled into their driveway, and the delivery man handed Mom a package. Audrey and Brad were pleased to see that new books had arrived from their book club. The truck engine shows the n sound. And the capital N and lowercase n show the same sound in words. Point to each one as we say the sounds. N, n, n. As they went into the house, they could see dark clouds gathering overhead. Soon, lightning was flashing and rain was pouring down. The wind blew hard enough to make the branches on the trees sway back and forth. Audrey and Brad could hear the sound of the wind forcing its way into the house around the front door. Whoa! This picture shows the sound of the wind. Whoa! Capital W and lowercase w show the same sound. Let's say the sound for the picture and the letters. Whoa! 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 Good job.